The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Chayisora. In this week's Parsha, Chayisora, Perichov Dalet Posuk Yud Dalet, Eliezer is looking for a wife for his master's son, Avraham's son Yitzchok. And Avraham sent him to go back to his home country and take from his family that was there. And Eliezer comes to this country now, to the city, and he's at the public well where all the camel drivers and their camels congregate. Excuse me. And he says as follows. He wants to know how will he know that this is the right one. So he says, when the young girl, which I will ask her, Hatino Hadech Veshte, please tip your jug so I may drink. The Omra she say, and she says drink. Vigam gemalecha ashke. And then further, she says, I will even give to your camels to drink. This will be the proven one This will be the proven one for your servant Yitzchok. And then I will know, he's speaking to Hashem, and then I will know ki osiso chesed im Adoni, that you have done chesed with my master. Now also there was a condition that she had to be from Avraham's family, his brother that lived there. Now why is he testing her with this? So Rashi brings, Eisa achachto rui hi lei shetei gomeles chasodim. He's testing her with Gemilas Chesed. This is a Chesed. In fact, this is a Hachnosis Orchim, because you're taking care of wayfarers. And he comes and he asks for some water. She'll give him water. This is a Chesed. Plus, she will say what she does. She'll say, Adonai, my master, my Lord, drink. The gum, and also I will give drink to the camels. And this wasn't an easy job. She was a young girl. And Eliezer was there with 10 camels. And camels have the ability to drink a lot of water, especially they just crossed the desert. In reality, they didn't need too much water, because even though it was a 10-day journey, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle where they would do it in a day. Well, they still hadn't drunk water for the entire day. But Rivka didn't know this. So this was the test. And then the Torah tells us further, Vayhi hu terem kilo ledaber, v'nei Rivka yetzis ashiyud lebesua lebesuel ben Milka, eishes nochor, before he finished speaking. So Rivka comes, and she was born to Besuel, the son of Milka, the wife of Nochor. Achi Abraham, who was the brother of Abraham. So this was a granddaughter of Abraham's brother. Bechadu Ashichma, and she had her jug on her shoulder. Bahanara Tovis Marmaid, Besul Vishla Yadov, Atera Raina Vatmalei Kadabatoal. She was very, very beautiful. And she came by Yoratza Evli Krosa, and the Evid ran to meet her. Now, there's a question of why did he run? I mean, he didn't know that this is the one or not, and he didn't know if she was from Avraham's family or not. So Rashi brings The reason why he ran is because he saw a siman, he saw a sign. When she came to the well, the water started to come up to meet her. And this was something that happened to the Ovis. So from there he had an inkling that she must be from the family of our forefathers. And she went and she filled up her jug with water. And the Evid ran to meet her. Please give me a little water from your jug. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hurried, and she went, and she filled up, she brought down the kad, the jug, and she gave him to drink. And when he finished, she said on her own that also I will give to your camels, I will draw water for your camels until they finish to drink. And this she did. She went and she drew water, and she gave water to all of the 10 camels. And he was wondrous. I mean, this is working out so beautifully, miraculously. And he sees Hashem is giving him atzlocha, is giving him success. And then when she finished giving water to all of the camels, he gave her gifts, and he asked her, who is she a daughter of? And she said, I am the daughter of Besuel, ben Milka, Asher Yolda Lenochor, the son of Milka that gave birth to Nochor, that gave birth to her, to his father from to Nochor. We see that he tested her with Gemilas Chesed. The mitzvah, the midah, the quality of kindliness. And he said, like Rashi brings, that this will be the test to see if she's ruya, if she's befitting to come into Avram's or Vinu's house. We find the quality of Chesed was something which was part and parcel with Avram's house. First of all, in last week's parsha, in Parshas Vayera, with the three angels, there the Torah tells us of Avram's chesed and Achnosis Orchim, how he took in the wayfarers. And there, the Torah goes to great length to explain in detail exactly what Avram did. It wanted to impress on us this, the chesed of Avram, exactly what he did, exactly how he took care of them. And then we see this was Avram's midah, because it states also in Parshas Vayera, Vayita Eshel Beber Shova, Chofal Laman Gimel, that he planted an Eshel in Beer Sheva, and the Gemara brings that was either an orchard or a hotel. He constructed a hotel, and this was for wayfarers, for Mitzvahs Chesed. And we see in the end of, we've been speaking about these in the Shurim on Wednesday night and on Shabbos, at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, when they left their land, it states that he and Sora took as a nefesh asher osa b'choron, the people that they had made in Choron, and the Medrash explains what does it mean, the people they made, l'shabid l'raiso, that the people that they had brought to Torah, in Choron, before they came to Eretz Canaan, to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam brings, these were thousands and tens of thousands of people. In other words, Avraham wasn't satisfied just to know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to know his Torah and his brachas. He wanted to bring this to the entire world. And this was a great chesed. And we see further that even under the Shoim, this also was in Parshas Lech Lecha, even under the Shoim of Sodom v'Amora, he wanted to do chesed in the Rachamim too, where he came and he battled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save them. So therefore, it was on this that stood Avram's house, and Rivka was coming into his house. Therefore, Eliezer tested her with chesed. We can ask a question. Why was it that Abraham, who was the first of the Ovis, he was the one to teach chesed? In other words, chesed would be the first of the qualities that we should learn from our forefathers. Why not other qualities? There are many, many others. There's deen, justice, many others. Slow to anger, and so forth. Something else we notice is the Gemara learns out, in addition from chesed, from Abraham, also zvizus. Gemara brings in the in Psochim, at the beginning of Psochim, Daf Daled, states, Kol hayom kula kosher lemila. The entire day is kosher for the bris milah. On the eighth day, when you have to perform the bris milah on a child, you can do it any time after daybreak and until darkness. Elish is rizim makdim la mitzvus. But the rizim, those who want to fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvus with enthusiasm and with spirit, they don't delay it and they don't wait. But it's a hidur to do it first thing in the morning. So therefore, if you can do it first thing, the earlier the better. If there are other considerations, then you have to take into the other considerations. But if there aren't good considerations, then the earlier the better. Now the Gemara says, how do we know this? It says we learned it out from Avraham Avinu, because Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, when it, at the end of Parshas Vayera, when Hashem commanded him on the Akedah Yitzchok, this is what we just learned last week, to go and sacrifice Yitzchok, it states Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Avraham got up early in the morning. And when it ever states Vayashkem, the Targum says Ve'akdem, which means early. It was an early rise. Avraham got up special early in order to fulfill this mitzvah. So what do we see? That a mitzvah is a al tachmatzeno, mitzvah bo leyode. Mitzvah comes your way, fulfill it at the earliest possible time, unless there are other justified considerations why it should be delayed. And the Gemara learns this out from Abraham. We also see, and this was last week's Pasha, when Abraham went, this was in Lech Lecha, no, excuse me, Vayera, Yutes Chof Zayin, when Abraham was battling with Hashem to save the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, and then they parted. The next morning, Abraham, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Abraham got up early in the morning to go back and see if there was something else he could do. He didn't wait. The same thing by his own bris milah and that of Yishmael at the end of Lech Lecha states, Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh, on the very day that Hashem commanded this, he fulfilled it on himself and on Yishmael. And also we find in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, when he was fulfilling the mitzvah of Achnosas Orchim with the three malochim, the three angels that he thought were wayfarers, five times in the Parsha there does it use Loshen Mehiros, does it say that he hurried, that he ran, he hurried in order to do things for these Orchim. So we see that aside from the Midas HaChesed, we learn out Midas Zrizus. It would seem, coincidentally, that by Rivka also. Rivka, who was great, as we saw in the Midas HaChesed, we see she also was a great Zoris, a Zrizo. Why? Because here in the Parsha, it states four times a language of hurriedness. It states, Vatemaher, Matarka da Ashokis. She hurried and went to fill up the jug. Vatorats od elaber, and she ran to the bear. And it states, Vatemaher vatorat kado, and Vatorats anaro vatageid lebeis imo. Four times does it mention that whatever she did it with a great spirit, enthusiasm, and hurriedness. So it's another question. Why is it that Abraham, who was the first, was the one to teach Midas HaChesed, and why not another Midah? And secondly, why do we find this together with Zerizus, both Abraham and Rivka? Another question that we can ask on these parshas. In regards to the Anshe Sdom Ba'amora, the people of Sdom Ba'amora, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Yud Gimel, Yud Gimel, the shepherds of Abraham and the shepherds of his nephew Lot were quarreling over the grazing lands. And Abraham said, we shouldn't quarrel. You choose whatever land you want, and I'll take the other land. So it states, first it says, this is in Posuk Yud, Vayisa Lot es Eina Vayar es Kol Kikarayade Kikula Mashke. Lot went, and he looked at the entire plain of the Jordan plain. And it was extremely fertile. And this was Livnei Shachis Hashem Esdom Va'amora. Today it's desert. This was before Hashem destroyed Esdom Va'amora. Kigan Hashem ki Eretz Mitzrayim Bo'ach HaTzohar. It was like the garden of Hashem. Like Eretz Mitzrayim, that was the most beautiful land, Tzohar, until you came to Tzohar, which was the beautiful city. It was the most beautiful land, Eretz Mitzrayim, in the world, aside from this land, Eretz Yisrael. Vayivka Leilait is called Kikarayadein. So Lot decided to take this land. And therefore, he separated himself from Abraham. Abraham Yosha Beretz Kenan. Abraham stayed in Kenan. Velot Yosha Boari Akikor. And Lot went and settled in that area, which he chose, that plain. Vayel at Sdom, and his tents went all the way to Sdom. And the people of Sdom were evil and great sinners to Hashem exceedingly. So we see a number of things here. But we'll just point out two. Firstly, we see that the Anshe Sdom were Roim v'chatoim. You almost have no other adjectives to describe them with. They were evil and sinned greatly against Hashem. Okay. Now also we could ask them, why does the Torah bring that in here? We're not talking about the Anshe Sdom, we're talking about Lot, what he wants to choose. Because it wants to tell us something about Lot. Lot shouldn't have chosen that. You don't go and live with such evil people. That's what Rashi brings. Anshe Sdom Roim Vafal Pikein Leinimna Lot Melishkeni Mohem. That Lot was not a good person himself. Even though they had the reputation of being such evil people. Now, it was a beautiful land. He took it. He went there. All right. Now, in Parshas, last week's Parsha Vayera, Hashem goes to destroy Sdom Va'amora. And it states, this is in Perek Yud Ches Posuk Chof. Vayomer Hashem, Zakas Sdom Va'amora ki robo, v'chatosam ki kov kovdo me'od. the crying out that's coming from the great cruelty of Sodom and Gomorrah is great. And their sins are exceedingly heavy. I'll go down and see. And if it's true, then I will destroy it. And this is what Hashem did. He brought, how did he destroy Sodom and Gomorrah? So the Torah tells us in Perek Yutes, Bosachov Dalet, he destroyed it with rain, but not rainwater. Hashem himtir, he rained al Sodom v'Amorah, but not water. Gofris v'esh, fire and molten lava. Meis Hashem in Hashemayim, from the heavens. And he turned up and totally destroyed all of the cities. There were five cities there, and all of those who dwell there. The Gemara tells us that, and the Gemara in the Mishnah tells us, what were the qualities of these people? Mishnah Novus tells us, if a person says, Shali, Shali, V'shelcha, Shelcha, Yesh Omri Midas Dom. What is mine is mine, and what is yours, that is a Midas Dom. Now, one would think that if you say what is mine, and yours, it's so terrible. What is mine, and yours. I'm not taking anything from you. I'm saying, I mean, that would seem to be a capitalist, no? I'm not saying what is yours is mine. All right, I'm not a chosid, I'm not saying what is mine is yours. So I'm saying, shali, shali, o shalcha, shalcha, what is mine, and yours is yours. So what's wrong with that? That's actually Yosha, that's the Shuras Adin. Right? That's what is perfectly just. Mar says, it's yesh omri midas dom. Some say that was the quality of the people of Sodom. What's wrong with that? And especially, that's Chatoim v'Roim Yehod, that they became so evil and such great sinners. And then there's a further Gemara that we have many times, which states, Zen Ene v'Zelechosa Kefin Amidas Don. Zen Ene means, if there's a situation where I can have some benefit from something that you own, and to you, it is no loss whatsoever. But you refuse to let me have it. In many cases, the Gemara says, Kefir al-Min is dumb. We don't allow a Jew to act like that. Because these were the qualities of the Anshei Sodom, of the people of Sodom. For example, the Gemara says that if someone went in to a empty house of yours and stayed there for a while, and then he leaves, and then you find out about it. Now you come and you want to charge him rent for it. But meanwhile, it wasn't a house that you would use for rent anyhow. So you lost nothing by it, and he gained. Mora says, you don't know, I don't know if we can charge you. It's Midas Dom. Or, for example, if you're selling a piece of land and you have a market offer for it, selling a piece of land or a house, you have an offer from the market for it, and your neighbor matches it. So now it's much more beneficial to your neighbor that he gets it, because he can do more with the land. He can consolidate that with his own possessions. Then someone else gets it. And to you is no difference, because you're getting the same price anyhow. But I don't want to sell it to him. I'll sell it to someone else. Mora says, no, kefin amidas dom, you force the person to sell it to his neighbor. Because if not, that's midas dom. Because to you there's no difference, and to him there's a benefit. It's a din of bar mitzra. Now, all right. Someone who does like that, I can understand why he's not a chosid, he's not a tzaddik. But can he be such a great rosho? And the Gemara tells us, notice this, Hamidu called Vorav Badin. They wanted to do everything in accordance to the exactness of the din. It's mine, it's mine. I can do what I want with it. What's yours is yours. Ultimately, well, what was the great cruelty Hashem heard and all the cries? Ultimately, it brought them to call Aveda Sheba Torah, all of the Avedas in the Torah. But why? Why? I mean, this is a just system that I have the right to do with my possessions what I feel like. And let's see, Bekitza, concisely, if we can answer these questions. This is a very, very deep parsha. Let's see if we can answer these questions. What is the quality of chesed? The quality of chesed is the capability, and this is very important, is the capability of giving of oneself to others. It's the quality of giving. It can manifest itself in a number of ways, the Gemara says. Begufay, physically you can do something for someone else. Bidiburay, with your speech you can do something for someone else. Bimamainai, with your possessions you can do. And it's in this quality you can manifest to everyone. It says, Bein la'ashirim, v'kol shekein la'aniyim. You could do it to the wealthy, and certainly to the poor. It's the koach hanesino to be able to give to others of yourself. This quality is a quality which is exclusive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because ultimately, He is the one that gives. And all of the Nivroim, all creatures, all creations, they receive. And even further, the essence of creation, of Bria, in the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the heavens and the earth. This was the manifestation of giving. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave life into the world in order that it should be. He gave the necessary elements. The elements of energy, the elements of life, whatever it might be, in order to create. And not only that, but He sustains the world with a constant giving. And the Nivroim, the creations, are constantly recipients of this. In other words, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being the source of all giving. The essence of the creations are being the source of all receiving. And that's why it states that my HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia Lahem B'chol Yom U'B'chol Sha'ah. Every day and every hour, He continues to give and give and give. Where's it all coming from? It has to come from some origin. The ultimate origin is Hashem Echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that exists comes from Him, and that's because He's constantly giving and sustaining. Everything else in the world are recipients of Him. The Rambam writes, for example, that if everything would disappear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would still be here. If he said it would be possible for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to disappear, then nothing would be here. Because we all receive all of the elements necessary for life and for existence and for creation from the ultimate Nesen, from the ultimate giver. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it states, Nosein lechem lechol bosor ki lelam chastoi. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to all creatures, each one accordingly, of the millions of species of creatures in the world. Ki lelam chastoi. This is chesed. Chesed is giving of himself. Ubetuvei lechosa lonu ki lelam chastoi. And in his goodness, he does not allow us to lack, because of his chesed. And the chesed is giving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he is the ultimate source of goodness, giving this goodness. Ubetuvoi in his goodness, lechosalonu, ki lealom chastoi. Or, like we say in the Shmeine, this is what we say in Benshin, like we say in the Shmeine Esri, mechal kil chayim bechesed. He gives and sustains life from his chesed. So, therefore, this power of chesed is exclusive to Hashem. And the power to receive, that's not by Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't receive because nobody's capable of giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Hashem nosan v'Hashem lokach. Anything that anybody has, Hashem gave it to him to begin with. So he is the ultimate giver. And on the other hand, all of the creations are the ultimate recipients. Now, accordingly, then the first quality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used when he decided to create the world was the Midas HaChesed. He decided he's going to create a world. In other words, give in order there can be a creation. This was the Midas HaChesed. He used also Midas HaDin, the pillar of justice, in the creation of the world. And that's one of the pillars that the world stands on. But that had to come second. Because what is justice? Justice is that there should be uprightness in the creation. There should be uprightness amongst the creatures. And each one should have what is due to him and not take from the other. But this can only come after there's a creation and after there's creations. We can't talk of justice between the creatures and justice in the creation when there is no creation of creatures. So therefore the Midas HaDin, that was secondary. And therefore, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to come to a decision to create a world, Olam HaMachshavta, to create a world. And then he could come to a decision that he'll create it also with the quality of Din. Even then, Agav, when he wanted to create it with Din, it states he had to be Mishtatef Rachamim. He had to bring in Rachamim compassion, because had he created it with the ultimate, with the pillar of naked justice, now then the world couldn't stand with that. So he had to bring in compassion. Also, sometimes we have to have some compassion when it comes to the Din. Now we can understand why Abraham came to this quality being the first of the others. Because he didn't know there was a God in the world. He was brought up amongst idolaters, and like the sages tell us, the whole world was a world of idolatry. There were just a few individuals that remembered Hashem, and they were scattered in different places. And he grew up even being an idolater himself, in a family of idolaters. How did he come to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It states He had an enormous mind and an enormous soul. And he searched and searched until he understood Hashem. And he came to this understanding by studying the entire creation. It states, Istakol bebiro, vihikar balabiro. He studied the entire structure. And from there, he understood who the architect was and what the architect was. He studied the entire creation, and from there he understood who the creator was. So therefore he would come along the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. And therefore, the first midah that he would learn from Hashem would be the midas HaChesed. And this was inculcated in Abraham, and he inculcated it in his household, and he taught it to his children. And therefore, when Eliezer came to find a young girl for Yitzchok, he tested her. She had to be able to come into such a household. He tested her with this quality of chesed. Now, we can ask a question on this, though. We said that the quality of chesed is actually exclusive to Hashem, because he's the only one who's the ultimate giver. We are all recipients, takers. If that's the case, so how is the chesed found by a boss of Adam, by a person? We're saying this became Abraham's midah, the midah, the quality of his household. How's it possible? It's the quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not the quality of a human being. It's a good question. And the answer to this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man not merely physical, but also he gave him a part of himself. Like it states, Ayitza Adam Ofer Mina Adoma, he created man from the dust of the earth, Vayipach Ba'apai Nishmas Chaim, and he blew into his nostrils a soul, a living soul. That soul was part of Hashem. And Vayodam Lenefesh Chaya, the person became a living creature. This was only by man. This dimension of life was given to no one else. That Rashi explains on that posuk. And this is what is known as the Nishmas Eloka. That part of Hashem he blew into man, and it's also known as the Tzelem Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu created man in his own image. That power to give, that he gave to man. But not to physical man. Not Vayitzar Adam offer min Adoma, when he made man offer from the Adoma, from the earth. No, that was the taker. Like all of the physical world constantly needs life and energy being blown into it every second for it to sustain itself, and it constantly takes and takes. But to man, like Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah Ovis, Choviva Odom, Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. How great is man that he was created in the image of Hashem himself. That image where he gave him that power to be a person of chesed. This chesed means the chesed of Hashem. The chesed of Hashem is a pure giving, not taking. To the contrary, we said taking is not possible by Hashem. Because to give to someone, you have to have something that he doesn't have. How can you give to Hashem? You have something that he doesn't have. So therefore, taking is not. So that chesed is pure giving. To give, on condition to receive something in return. That's not giving, that's receiving. That's what the Gemara says, Chesed la'umim chates. Chesed by the nations of the world, when they do chesed one to the other, that's not a chesed. Yeah, they're doing chesed, that's a foreign policy. Foreign policy is dependent on what's the national interest, the self-interest. If it serves our interests, we give. If it doesn't serve our interests, we don't give. That's not giving, that's taking. You're giving, that's a manipulation on how to get and how to receive. That's not the chesed of Hashem. Hashem doesn't give in order to manipulate to get something that he needs. He doesn't need anything. So the chesed that he gave to the person is the pure giving. Where the person gives from himself something that nobody forced him to give, because you can't force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give. Nothing that he was required to give, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not required to give anything. And nothing which was a conditional on receiving something in return. And that's why the Maral always refers to the ultimate chesed as the Tev HaGomor, the ultimate in goodness. And that's by the individual that has so much goodness that he wants to impart it to others. That's the only reason. He wants to impart it to others. That's the goodness, the chesed, that's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it has to come in atzma. It has to come from the person himself. You can't tell a person, you must do chesed. Then you're doing it, not him. He's got to come from himself, where he wants to do it. That's why it's brought Avas chesed, where he wants to do the chesed. And he wants to give from his goodness to someone else. That's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this is not at all relevant to the physical man or to the physical world. Physical man and physical world is not capable of this at all, as we mentioned. But this is the spirit that's in man that came from the higher worlds by Yipach Ba'apa in Nishmas Chaim, the Chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he placed in man. And therefore, when a person comes to this level, and a person fulfills this level, he comes to a very high level of chaim, of life, where he separates himself, and he separates himself from the physical level, elevates himself from the physical level, and is in a very high dimension of life. This is the life that was imbued in man when it stated by Yipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew into his nostrils a living soul beyond that he was made from the Ofer HaAdomah, from the dust of the ground. But to the contrary, let's say you have a person who doesn't come to that level. He can't give from himself to others. He's not Pekeach, he doesn't have the power. So what is he? He's the recipient. He's always taking for himself. Like the physical creation that constantly needs to take in order to sustain itself. Well, then he sinks. He sinks down to the Ofer HaAdomah, and he becomes like a behemah v'chaya, like the animals of the earth that are also like that. That's why it states, the Chazal tell us, Kivan shenitzrach ho'odem lebriyais nishtan eponav. Once a man, heaven forbid, has to come on to ask other people for money, nishtan eponav, his face turns pale. Why? Because the Maral writes that Tzelem Elohim, this Tzelem, this image that HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparted in man, This is what gives man the radiance of the face, or pomov. We see that once a person dies, the tselem departs immediately. His face turns into a deathly paleness. The tselem is what gives man the radiance of his face. The ziv beklaster pomov. Once man has to come on to other people in order that he needs something from them that he doesn't have, that's not hash, that's not that level. There he's coming on to the level where he has to take instead of giving. So that radiance becomes dull. Nishtan eponov. On the other hand, the Gemara says, Seine matonos yichya. The great Hasidim Rishayim. They never wanted to accept gifts from anyone. Because it states that he who does not take gifts, he'll come to a dimension of life. Because then he's not the taker. He's the giver. And the giver, he rises up. Now we can understand why Eliezer tested Rivka with chesed. And we understand something else also. If you notice, he gave her two tests. What was that? He said, the young girl that will come to the well, and I will ask her to give me from her water that I may drink. And she will say, drink. Then, and she will say, I also will give to your camels to drink. She is the proven one for your servant Yitzchok. Why did he test her with two things? He says, first he tests her and says that the one that I asked to give drink, she will give me to drink. And she will say, also I will give drink to your camels. Well, what was the second one for? And that's what happened. It says in the next posuk, she said, he came and he asked her for water. Agmini no miat mine, give me a little water. But Taiman, she said, Adonai, drink my lord. After she gave him to drink, she said, Gam ligmalecho eshov, I will also draw water for your camels. Why did he need both? He was testing her in the ultimate chesed. Because when you ask someone to give you something or a favor, and they do, that's not the ultimate chesed. Firstly, that's derech eretz. Someone asked you for something, so you try to comply. If they wouldn't have asked you, you wouldn't have given it to them. So that's derech eretz. And secondly, that's already ksash yosha. That's a little already the yashus a bit, the din. Someone needs something. All right, you give it to them. But on your own, to go and give and do good for someone else that never asked you for it, where's that goodness coming from? That's not coming from the other person. That's coming from you. That's the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he tested her in that also. And she passed the test. Now, with this we can come to understand our next question. We ask, why do we find that with Abraham there was the Midas HaChesed, but at the same time he was the Shedesh, he's the source where we learn our Midas HaZrizus. Zrizus, this spirit and enthusiasm, like we brought from Gemaras. And this we find by Rivka also. By Avram with the Achnosis Orchim, five times it's written, and he ran and he hurried to take care of the Orchim. And by Rivka, four times it writes, by Maher. But the Maher, she hurried to do this chesed. Why are they together? The answer now is very obvious. Because they both are similar in this vein. A person has two contrary powers in himself. He was made from offer, from earth. Earth is something which is classified as domem. Domem means it does not move and it is totally silent. It is lifeless. Tzaraka. Then Vayipach Ba'apov Nishmas Chaim. A living soul was put into him. Life is the opposite of Domim. Domim is lifeless. Life is something which is alive and movement. The sign of life is it moves. If you're wondering if you see an insect or an animal or an instinct and you want to know if it's alive or not, you watch to see if it moves. Life has to move. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued life into the creatures, they immediately moved. So what makes the person into a mover was this life that he imbued in him. What makes the person into something which is stationary and silent and no movement was the Ofer Min Adoma, the earth. The earth never moves. Can some another force can move it, but it cannot move. So a person has two contrary powers in him. If the power of the earth is Gever, in other words, that reigns supreme, then the person is very heavy. This was known as Kvedas HaTeva. He's very, very heavy. From here comes Atzlus. Atzlus is sluggishness, lacking ambition and spirit to do anything. If the Nishmas Chaim, the life in him, is Gever, reigns, then the person, the spirit, moves the person. And then he becomes full of life and full of spirit and enthusiasm. And that's where Jesus comes from. That's what Shimon ben Tema said. He said that a person should be Misgaber Ka'ari, with the strength of a lion, and Kal Kinesher, with the lightness of an eagle, Verotz Kitzvi, and as quick as a deer, and as Kenomar, as courageous as a leopard. All of these are opposite of the power of the earth, of the domain. Now, when a person has this quality of chesed, so he has separated himself from the earth. He's above it. And then he naturally becomes a Zoris, full of spirit and full of life, and it's going to be Vatamahir, Vayashkem, Vayorotz, where it quickly goes. This is actually what the Mialedis, the midwives, told Parai. When Parai said that when the Hebrew women give birth to their children, as they're battling with the birth, kill the babies. And they answered, no, by the time we get there, the babies are already born. So we can't kill them while they're giving the birth. It's already too late. And they added, ki choyos heino. They're choyos. The word chai means life. The Chazal Darshan. They're not like the domesticated animal, like the cow or the sheep, that they are the shepherd and the farmer has to help them give birth and it's a whole business. But they're like choyos, they're like the chayos hasode, the wild game of the field that doesn't need anyone to help them. Now the chaya, the wild game, is called the word chaya because they have more life in them. The power of chiyus is greater than the power of the behemoth. They said, we're not like the Nishya Mitzrayis. We're not like the women, the Egyptian women. That there, the physical entity is the one that reigns. Now, by the Hebrew women, it's the spiritual entity that reigns. And therefore, when we come there, they've already given birth. That's why you'll always find these two qualities together, Chesed and Zrizus. Now, the final question. And now we have an insight into it. From one aspect, we find that Anshei Sdoim Vroim V'chatoim Me'od, they came to the ultimate of evil, to the point where HaKadosh Baruch Hu annihilated them totally. Gofri Shumelech Melach u'gofris, rain down on them salt and sulfur, molten and whatnot. On the other hand, it states that the Anshei Shlom, what was their quality? Shali shalish or shalcha shalcha. What's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. It's not so bad. Amiru called Vodav Bedin. It says they wanted perfect, a just system. What is mine is mine and what is yours is yours. Actually, the Gemara says, how did they come to all of this? Why did they have that quality? They had that quality because they had the most beautiful land in the world. Here, Avram was in Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, and he told Lot to choose what he wanted. And Lot looked around, and he chose the most beautiful part of Eretz Yisrael. And it states, Kigan Hashem, it was like the garden of Hashem, before Hashem destroyed it. The Kikar HaYarden, the Jordan Plain. Because they had the most beautiful land in the world, it had everything it needed. It was fertile, it was a garden. So they said, we are not going to let anyone come through our land. We don't need them. Let's close our land for us. On what basis? Shali, shali, and shulcho, shulcho. We won't ask from you anything. And what's ours is ours. And what's yours is yours. Now, from the outset, this would seem to be not a bad quality. Right? It's even better than someone than a ganav, someone who takes someone else's. This would be a capitalistic, what you would call a capitalistic society. What is mine is mine, and what is yours. This is from the outset. But if we look into this deeply, in accordance to what we just said, now, this is not a person. This is the Bechina of a Behema Vachayo. Because the whole Milas Odom, what was the greatness of man? The greatness of man was not that he was created as the Eitzim Bavonim, as the stones and the rock and the dust of the earth, like the rest of creation was created. Because then he would be the pure Mekabel, always, always taking with no power to give. The greatness of man was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Vayipach Bapav Nishmas Chayim and Chovivo Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Vayivra Odom B'Tzalmai U'Bit Musa U'B'Tzalmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man and imparted in him that power of himself where he can give from himself to others, which is not a physical power. It's a spiritual power. If you take that away from man, lav odom domi, he's not a man. Someone who is maimid kol dvarav b'din, he says, look, what is mine? I don't want yours, but mine is mine. So what is he doing? He's saying, I don't give. He's not a man, and he has just removed from the creation the Milas Elokim, the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the creation. Because this is the level, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's level that he placed in man who is the ruler of creation. A man like that will come to Kol Avedu Shebetorah. He'll eventually come to Chatoim Veroim Me'od. Actually, the Maral in the place goes further. He says that we find that the Anshei Sdom Ba'amora received a greater punishment than the Dor HaMabul, than the generation of the flood. The generation of the flood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought water on them. He rained water on them. Here he rained Gofris U'Melech, the Eish. He rained fire on them. And salt, and sulfur. They received even a greater Avera. Gofri, fire. She says, because the Dor HaMabul, it's true, they had broken many, many mitzvahs in the Torah, they did many Averas, Chomos, they stole from each other. But they still were giving to each other. They had still had the power of giving. A ganef also can do chesed. A ganef also can give tzedakah. A ganef also can have rachamim. And that's why it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hevi, when he brought water on the earth, it says by Geshem, rain. And to begin with, it was Gishmei Barucha. It was rain of Barucha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hoping they would do tshuva. Only after they didn't do tshuva, then it became rain of curse. By the Anshei Sdom, though, there he brought to begin with fire. Fire and sulfur. And whenever we want to describe the Torah or the Nevi'im want to describe the greatest korban, they say, Kima Pechas, Stein Ba'amora, like Stein Ba'amora. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought that was the Din Gomor, Mida Keneged Mida. You want to conduct your lives in accordance to pure law and justice, in which you'll never do anything beyond that. In other words, where you don't have to give, but you still give, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring this type of deen on you. And this was the Gofri Somelach. Another thing we notice, that the Gemara brings that in Yerushalayim, when Yerushalayim was destroyed, it states, Lechorva Yerushalayim Elo al Shehamidu Kol Dvor Aladin. This was one of the Avedos of the people of Yerushalayim that brought the Churban Beis Hamikdash, because everything they extracted in accordance to the letter of the law. They would never go beyond the letter of the law. And they would never give extra to anyone. And the Maral explains there, because, again, that's opposite of the creation of the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he imparted into the world the midah of chesed and rachamim, to go beyond the letter of the law also. But without that, it's not creation, but it's churban, it's destruction. And therefore, they brought destruction upon themselves. And one more final point. It's interesting to note that why did Lot choose this land? He saw what they were. States for Anshei Sdom, Chatoim Beroy Meod. Rashi brings Ve'afal Pi Kein, and still Le'nimna. This didn't prevent Lot from choosing it. So why did he choose it? The simple sense is because it was such a rich and wonderful country. But still, you got to look at the people too. So why? The answer must be, is Motza Min Es Minai. Lot was comfortable amongst these people. Lot himself had that quality. If it's contrary to a person's qualities, he doesn't go to live with them. People don't live with people that he can't stand. So it must have been that Lot also had this quality. And we see by his wife, certainly did. His wife, it states, she criticized Lot because Lot wanted to give a little salt to the Orchim. She says, this bad custom you bring here also, to give to others. And this is why she was turned into a Netziv Melech, a pillar of salt. She was like them. So therefore she received the salt also. But why? So why did Lot? So evidently this was Lot's quality also. Not quite as like his wife, but this was Lot's quality also. Now, who came from Lot? From Lot came the two nations, Moav and Ammon. Moav and Ammon were the two nations that were incapable of doing chesed, any chesed. Even when Yisrael came through the desert and they asked to go through their land, and they should have come out with lechem umayim, with bread and water for them, because these were their cousins from Avraham, and it was because of the zchus Avraham that Lot and they were saved. They were incapable of giving of themselves to others. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rihakul Eilam. He distanced them forever, and he says, you'll never be able to marry into the central congregation of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because you can't identify with me. You want to identify with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have the capability of giving from yourself to others, like Hashem. So we see this came from Lot. Now, it's interesting, but Lot himself was saved. Why was Lot saved? So it says in the Schus of Abraham, but we see another reason also. Lot was saved because he had a schus himself. What was that schus? When Abraham came down to Egypt, and he knew that Sarah was so beautiful, that the Egyptians would abduct her and bring her as a queen for the king, so he hid her, he concealed her in a trunk, in the baggage. And Lot, and then when they found out who she was, when they found out that she was there, so they asked Abraham, who is she? He said, Achesi, she's my sister. Because had he said, she's my wife, they would have killed Abraham, my sister. And Lot knew of that, and he didn't say anything. He kept quiet. By Yiskor Lot, that's who HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered, that he kept quiet. And therefore, with that schus and the schus of Abraham, he was saved. But that's such a great schus. Kept quiet. So it states there, he was merachem on Sarah and Abraham. He had compassion for Sarah and Abraham, and that's why he kept quiet. So we see he had some compassion in him. He was able to give to others, to do something that's for others and not for himself. From that little compassion took him out of the klal, of the general habitation of Sdom Ba'amora, and that's why he was saved. This is a overview of why we find the midas of chesed by Abraham and with Rivka, and also the quality of zrizus, and why was the judgment of Sdom Ba'amora so harsh, even though it merely started with their quality, where they said they didn't take from others, they just merely said, what is mine is mine, and what is yours. And from here we see the enormous importance that a Jew, the Rambam brings, that this concept of giving, Chesed at Stoker. This concept of giving, he brings, that's a Jewish quality. It's not a quality you find all over it. It's an exclusive Jewish quality. Where does it come from? He says it comes from Abraham Avinu. That's the sign of Abraham. And that, he says, we must inculcate in ourselves and in our children. Especially our children. Especially in today's environment. There was once a Jew told me, he says, the problem with us is we don't give the education to our children that our fathers gave to us. He says, we teach our children they must do everything which is good for themselves. He says, that's not the way our fathers told us. And then we were taught to do what's good for other people. Today's world that we live in, so the barometer, the measure, if you should do it or not, is it good for you or is it not good for you? That's not the quality of Avraham Avinu, that's not the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za. Via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.